And Wade Gershner back with you on the Sports Ticket here on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joined by our very special guest, Wayne Simeon, former Kansas Jayhawk, and he'll be the featured speaker at the 2015 North Central Kansas Men and Boys Rally to be held in Beloit at the Municipal Auditorium coming up Monday evening at 7 o'clock. The dinner will be at 5 at the Fellowship Hall at the Methodist Church, and then the praise music with Mikey Needleman of Kansas City at 6:15 there at the Municipal Building. Free will donation, and then the program with Wayne Simeon at 7 o'clock. Wayne, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for your time. We're looking forward to having you here in North Central Kansas and in Beloit on Monday. And before we get to some of the things that you'll be talking about on Monday and your life's path, why don't we start with a little bit about your background? I think most KU fans know your background, but there might be some people that aren't aware of it. You were highly recruited. Kansas was after you, and you made an early commitment to Kansas, and then things kind of took off from there, right?
Yeah, you know, I'm a Kansas kid, born and bred in Leavenworth, Kansas, and, you know, growing up so close to the University of Kansas and being able to see that basketball program play at a high level for so long. My parents, or my mom being from Lawrence, you know, several of my high school coaches going to KU, having a family member that coached at KU, you know, really that was the only option that was in my mind as a young boy growing up, and once the opportunity afforded itself through Coach Williams' offer, definitely wanted to jump on that and make the most out of it.
Did you feel any maybe extra pressure being a Kansas kid and being highly recruited and going to the University of Kansas? Because certainly I'm sure you probably heard, well, if you go somewhere else, there might not be quite as much pressure than going to the University of Kansas.
You know, I never really felt much pressure to go there or really to perform, you know, with Kansas being a perennial power and, you know, Coach Williams' recruiting ties spanning the country, you know, there weren't a lot of Kansas kids that were really going to KU and really having big-time careers. And so there wasn't a lot of pressure for me, but I knew that it was definitely something that I wanted to be a part of and to be able to go there and to have the type of success, both team-wise and individual-wise, that I had was something that really exceeded my expectation, and it's something that I really appreciate to the utmost looking back now.
I know the first couple of years there at Kansas, you battled some injuries, but then you finished strong. And, of course, Kansas had so much success while you're there. I know it didn't end the way you wanted with that loss to Bucknell your senior year, but, man, what you and your senior class did at University of Kansas is pretty impressive. You had NCAA tournament berths all 4 years, two Final Four appearances, national runner-up, and an 0-3 Elite Eight finish. I mean, I would imagine you're pretty proud of those accomplishments.
Yeah, you know, it was something that was great to be a part of. Played with some incredible teammates, you know, Nick Collison, Drew Gooden, Kurt Heinrich, Aaron Miles. Got a chance to play for two Hall of Fame coaches, and Coach Roy Williams and Bill Self. I got a chance to graduate, finishing with a degree in sociology. And so all those things were really exciting, but I really feel like it wasn't necessarily the trophies and the on-the-court prestige that I value the most, but it's the relationships that I was able to take away from the college campus and just had an incredible college experience all around.
Are you still in touch with a lot of those teammates?
Yeah, you know, being here in Lawrence and, you know, working on the campus, you know, a lot of guys come back, especially over the All-Star break and the summers. And so it's great to be able to connect with those guys. Several of my former teammates have moved in the area as well. And so it's great to be able not just to experience 4 years together, but now being able to grow up and see our families raised together. You know, Aaron Miles, who's, you know, all-time assist leader here at KU and even in, I think, top two in the NCAA. You know, he lives just down the street from me. You know, we're both married. I've got five kids. He's got four kids, and it's fun when we get them together and really enjoy life together.
Have one more, and you have a five-on-five competition right there on the street, right?
Yeah. I'm sure that'll be the case here pretty soon.
Wayne Simeon, former Kansas Jayhawk, is with us here on the Sports Ticket. He will be the featured speaker at the North Central Kansas Men's and Boys Rally in Beloit coming up on Monday. More on that in a moment. Wayne finished his career as a 12th leading all-time scorer at Kansas, 1,593 points. You had your jersey retired, number 23, back in 2011. What did that mean for you?
And that really meant a lot, you know, coming from Kansas and I can remember the first time I was in Allen Fieldhouse, first day on campus as a freshman, walking into the fieldhouse. It was a dark day. Looking up in the rafters and seeing names like, you know, Manning, Paul Pierce, Chamberlain, Clyde LaBellet, and feeling just a lot of respect and honor to be able to wear the same jersey as those guys, to be able to play on the same court as they played on. But never in my wildest dreams did I think my name would be hanging up there on the south side of the field house, having a jersey retired in that category. And so to be able to have that happen was huge for me. But it's definitely something that I didn't accomplish on my own. Man, I had just an incredible support system, start with my parents, and then going all the way through the coaches and teammates that were really able to help me have that type of individual success.
Of course, some of the reasons why your jersey is up there, Big 12 Player of the Year your senior year, and first-team All-American your senior year as well. And that propelled you into the NBA draft, the first-round selection in 2005 by the Miami Heat, 29th overall selection. And 2006, the Heat win the NBA championship. I know you didn't play a ton that season, had some injury issues that you had to deal with, but what was it like to be a part of an NBA championship team?
You know, it was great. You know, thinking about some of the NBA players that I grew up watching and idolizing and imitating my game after, you know, guys that are in the Hall of Fame, guys that have played in the NBA for, you know, 10 to 15 years that had never, you know, had a chance to walk away with a NBA championship. And yet I was able, fortunate enough to be on a team to get one my rookie year, was something very special to me. And being able to play with guys like Shaquille O'Neal and Alonzo Mourning, Gary Payton, those guys are in the Hall of Famers, as well as Pat Riley, was something that was pretty incredible on that scale.
Talking to Wayne Simeon, former Jayhawk, with us here today on the Sports Ticket. So take us through kind of the next part of your life in regards to the rest of your professional basketball career, because you were traded there in 2007 from the Heat to the Timberwolves. And take us through that part of your life and then when you played overseas and then came back to the States.
Yeah, so I was traded to the Timberwolves there, and I was injured at the time, so I didn't get on the court there, and was kind of winding down as far as my passion and desire to continue to play basketball. I was really excited to move on to some other things, and decided to finish up our career in Spain. My wife had lived there for several years when she was a young girl, when her father was in the Navy, and we were kind of just in that adventurous stage to where we want to go and try something new out, and had a great time, great experience over there, high-level basketball. Our daughter was born there. We made some incredible relationships there in that country, but was really excited to come back and to get into campus ministry, which is something that both my wife and I's lives were significantly impacted during my time at KU and her time at Florida State. And so we were really excited to come back to Lawrence to get connected with the university and to see young lives change, you know, through Christian campus ministry, like our lives were changed. And so we've been doing that for the last 6 years through our ministry called to greatness. And it's been very challenging. It's been very rewarding. But it's great to be able to wake up every day and to be excited to do what you feel like you were made to do.
It's not every day that an athlete steps away at the age of 26, because you certainly had plenty of probably gas in the tank to play longer, and I know you had some injuries you had to battle it from time to time. I'm sure there are some people that questioned and said, what is Wayne Simeon doing? I'm guessing there were probably some people out there going, this is amazing that he's stepping away from professional basketball to fulfill this dream and this path in his life at the age of 26. Did you hear some of that?
Yeah, I did, because, you know, I think one of the good things was I was able to leave the game on my own terms. It wasn't because I had a, you know, career-ending injury. It wasn't because I didn't have the skill to play anymore. It wasn't because I didn't have an opportunity. But it's really because I was excited to move on to something else that I was passionate about. And you know, during that time, you know, there were a lot of folks that were saying, hey, you know, you're making a mistake, and you should keep playing basketball as long as you can. You know, it's 2008. The economy's bad. You know, play professionally, you know, 8-9 more years and then go do the ministry thing, you know, all you want. But I really felt a conviction that that's what we were supposed to do, and we did it. And it was a really great decision for my family and I.
Now, former KU basketball player, of course, many people know him. Danny Manning, of course, that led him to a championship in 1988. He was a big part of kind of getting you involved with Called to Greatness, right?
Yeah, you know, Called to Greatness actually started out as a basketball camp that I would host during the summertime, during the off season when I was playing in the NBA. I would want to come back to Kansas and host some youth basketball camps. It was something that I was a part of when I was a youth. It was something that I had a chance to coach at when I was in college and really had a good impact, but I had a desire to teach kids to do more than just dribble, pass, and shoot a basketball, but wanted to see them implement you know, biblical principles in their life that would be something that they could use for their entire life and for in every part of their life. And so Danny had some camps going on. And he was transitioning into full-time coaching, and so he asked me if I wanted to take over some of those camps, and I was happy to, and, you know, change the name and change the theme, and was able to have a pretty good impact on it, not just in Lawrence, but also statewide.
Well, let's go back for a moment to the NBA, and I read this. This is an article Lawrence Journal World did back a few years ago, back in 2009, actually, that I pulled off on the internet when you chose to retire from professional basketball. And it's something that stood out to me because I think a lot of people know that the NBA lifestyle is kind of fast and furious. And there was a thing in here that kind of caught my eye, and I'd like to get your comment on it, is that there were times, sure, where your faith was probably hard-pressed, and there were teammates that were thinking, okay, this guy, he might be saying this, but does he really walk the walk? And it sounds like you did, of course, but I bet that was hard, and that was probably a big test for you and your faith during that NBA career, right?
Yeah, you know, it was something that was difficult, not just in the NBA locker room, but, you know, on college. And, hey, it even has its difficulties, you know, now that I'm removed from that environment. But it's if it's something that's authentic, if it's something that's true, it'll last. And, you know, by no means is that something that I was able to do just by myself, and have the grace of God helping me through that the whole way. And I had a key group of men that were surrounding me, that were in my life, encouraging me, challenging me, holding me accountable in every way to make sure that I wouldn't, you know, stumble or backslide in any way. And so I'm so thankful for those men, and they're still in my life here today, and now I'm happy to be that man for several other guys that I mentor, you know, whether it's a college student that is, you know, just pursuing a regular profession, you know, like engineering or teaching, or whether it's, you know, an athlete that has the potential to go on to play professionally one day.
I would imagine when you were going to school, high school, college, there might be a lot of people involved in your life that were really driven by their faith, but I'm guessing there probably weren't a lot of guys athletically at the age of 26 or now at the age of 31. And the reason I bring this up is that I would imagine that helps you relate more to those folks that are on campus and to those student athletes.
Yeah, you know, particularly with the student athletes, and, you know, it's a joy to work with them, but I also enjoy working with all students, whether they're regular students, international students, graduate school students, but particularly with the athletes, you know, I know exactly what it's like to be where they're at now in terms of being a student athlete. I've been exactly where a lot of them aspire to be one day in terms of playing at the highest level professionally, and I'm currently at where all of them will be one day in a life after athletics. And so being able to help them navigate those waters, both at a mentoring and ministry capacity, is something that I really enjoy. I did have people in my life during that time to help me with that, and I'm excited to be that same type of person to the next generation.
Wayne Simeon, former Jayhawk, with us. And I tell you, if you can kind of share with everybody, Called to Greatness, just tell us a little bit more about that, because I know that is near and dear to your heart, and that's a big part of your life right now.
Yeah, you know, Called to Greatness is a campus ministry, and we desire to help students discover, build, to live a life of greatness in Christ. You know, a lot of people, when they define greatness, they think about it as being, you know, athletic achievements or individual accolades, but and I love how the Bible defines greatness in a person, and that person is Jesus Christ and our call to follow him. And so in essence, that is the call to greatness, is the call to follow Jesus Christ. And, you know, so many young people are on the college campuses pursuing greatness in a lot of different areas, whether it's in athletics, whether it's in a career or a GPA, but we want to hold this option before them as well. And so we're excited to be able to impact college students, not just at the University of Kansas, where I'm a campus director, and that's where my main focus is, but we also have outreaches at Kansas State, UMKC, Baker University, and Nebraska, and we're also looking to continue to expand our outreach to some other local area universities, and it's been a lot of fun and been really impacting as well.
How'd you get connected to the men's and boys rally that you'll be participating in coming up on Monday in Beloit?
Yeah, I had some men that were on the organizing committee there reach out to me, and I know they've had a lot of success and a lot of impact there in that region in the past. And you know, they mentioned to me that Colin Klein got a chance to come out there last year and to share and to really encourage the folks, and they were looking for someone from the basketball side to be able to do that as well. And they reached out to me, and the dates worked out. And, you know, of course, I was excited about the mission and the impact that it could have. And I'm glad to be coming out that way here this weekend.
Now, I understand you're going to be at some of the schools talking to some of the kids.
Yeah, I'm going to be speaking at a lot of the schools that Monday during the daytime. I think six or seven different school assemblies. And then we'll have the large group rally there in that evening. So it'll definitely be a full day for me. But one of the things I'm really excited about in being able to connect with some of the high school students is that a lot of those students will be coming to some of the campuses that we serve here at Call to Greatness. And so hopefully there'll be some Jayhawks and some Wildcats and maybe some Shockers that'll be on those campuses that we get a chance to continue to serve as they grow in their character and in their faith and in their academic pursuits.
In case some people that are listening right now that unfortunately can't make it to any of the events going on Monday with scheduling conflicts or whatever the case may be, what would your message be, or can you tell folks what is your message really, you know, about that you are going to be talking to kids about on Monday and, of course, in the program Monday night there in Beloit?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I really hope to communicate, particularly in the schools, is just to encourage them not to, you know, for despise the day of small beginnings. You know, I know what it's like being, you know, a Kansas kid from a small town and to have big dreams that seem like they might not be possible to achieve. But just really want to encourage them that, man, there are so many great people that have come from this state, like an Amelia Earhart, like a Dwight D. Eisenhower, like a Langston Hughes, that came from small and humble beginnings but went on to do great big things. And I really want to encourage them to pursue those, but also to value other people's lives and dreams as well. You know, one of the things that really breaks my heart as I take a look at this young culture is you know, particularly in schools, is, you know, how bullying, you know, has really been something that's grown, you know, to a degree that's, you know, really detrimental to so many students' confidence and their lives. They just really want to get them to understand that everyone's life, everyone's you know, dreams and pursuits, man, they're valuable, and that we have a chance to have some great friends to join them in an awesome way. And then, of course, the men and boys rally, I get a chance to be a little bit more open with my faith. I'm going to be able to share, you know, my testimony, my story, and how Jesus transformed my life on the college campus, and how he's continued to fuel my life into living for him, into pursuing greatness. By trying to be like him as well as serving others for his kingdom purposes. And so looking forward to sharing all those things, and it'll be a big day.
If people want to learn more about Call to Greatness, is there a place online they can go and learn more about it?
Yeah, we've got a website that folks can visit if they'd like to learn more, and it's calltogreatness.com. And they can, you know, put that in their URL, or they can Google search it, and all the information about what we do and how we do it, ways that we can serve and help them. It's going to be right there on the website.
Once again, the North Central Kansas Men and Boys Rally 2015. It'll be the fellowship hall for the dinner. It's $10 a ticket there at 5 o'clock. And then at 6:15 downtown, 119 North Hersey at the Municipal Building in Beloit, free will donation, praise music by Mikey Needleman. And at 7 o'clock, it is the featured speaker, Mr. Simeon, that we're talking to right now. Wayne Simeon, a featured speaker at 7 o'clock there in Beloit. Have you ever been to Beloit before, Wayne?
Yeah, I have. You know, again, I'm a Kansas guy, so I love the state of Kansas. I've been all over the parts of it, man. I've been to Beloit. I've been to Glen Elder. I've been out that way up in North Central, and so I'm excited to be back and visit that place again.
Wayne, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Your story is very inspiring, and we look forward to having you here in Beloit and in North Central Kansas coming up on Monday.
All right, great. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon.